Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl.
There's a lot happening in the 9/11 truth world around this 16th anniversary of 9/11, although you'd never know it by listening to the controlled corporate media. There are so many courageous, intelligent, and persistent people in the U.S. and around the world working for 9/11 truth. Today you're going to hear from three of them. Speaking at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., on 9/11/2017. This is the kickoff ceremony for the new Bobby McElvain Act, which would hopefully get us a new investigation into the events of 9/11. So first we're going to hear from these three courageous, patriotic Americans, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Bobby McElvain Act. And these three today are architect Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, victim's family member and tireless seeker of 9/11 truth, Bob McElvain, and new to the 9/11 truth movement, whistleblower and former NIST employee, Peter Michael Ketchum. So here they are at the kickoff of the Bobby McElvain World Trade Center Investigation Act at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on September 11, 2017.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. I'm Richard Gage, AIA, 30-year architect and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We now represent nearly 3,000 architects and engineers, collectively more than 30,000 years of building and technical experience, who have signed our petition calling for a new investigation of the destruction of all three World Trade Center skyscrapers on 9/11. I'm joined today by Bob McElvain, father of 9/11 victim Bobby McElvain, and Peter Michael Ketchum, former employee of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. We're here today to announce the launch of the Bobby McElvain Act, the Bobby McElvain World Trade Center Investigation Act. The Bobby McElvain Act is named after Bob's son Bobby, who was tragically killed at the age of 26 while entering the North Tower at the World Trade Center. The act is draft legislation that would empanel a select committee from either chamber of Congress to investigate the destruction of the three World Trade Center towers 16 years ago today. Indeed, it has been more than a decade and a half, and the American people have still not been given an unbiased scientific investigation into the destruction that took nearly 3,000 lives on 9/11. In 2002, the U.S. Congress passed legislation that mandated that NIST investigate and explain the three worst structural failures in modern history. Unfortunately, NIST did not conduct the unbiased and scientific investigation that the American people deserved. According to NIST's own plan, the investigation started with the predetermined conclusion that all three high-rise collapses were due to fire. As a result, NIST ignored and even denied the existence of irrefutable evidence that didn't fit its preconceived notion of how the buildings collapsed. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not how science is conducted. And so, the nearly 3,000 architects and engineers have put their names and their careers on the line to speak out. They're calling upon Congress to open a new investigation, which takes into account all the evidence. They're backed by more than two dozen 9/11 family members who have also signed our petition, and many more who are calling for the truth about the death of their loved ones. Bob McElvain has been at the forefront of this fight for justice. He's a tireless advocate for a new investigation. Since the release of the 9/11 Commission report in 2004, today, he's the driving force behind the Bobby McElvain Act. Bob, I'm honored to share this moment with you.
Thanks, Richard. I don't have a long speech or anything. But as you say, I've been doing this. I started all this after Bobby died. I got into the peace movement. And it really was, for me, was extremely cathartic. You know, I went around the world. I did a stone walk in Japan. I went to Bogota, Colombia on a conference on violence. People from all around the world were there. But I would talk war and peace. And I felt so great about it. I really did. It just, because I would talk in high schools, I would talk in college, and people would say, well, your son was murdered. I said, well, it's no reason to go to war. And I really enjoyed that. It was cathartic. My wife enjoyed it. She did it with me. Then after the 9/11 commission, the fact it was after Condoleezza Rice spoke, I made 95% of the commission meetings. And after Condoleezza Rice was there, I'll just never forget it. I can't remember anyone that was there, but I remember Condoleezza Rice, and she was talking about in August, about Bin Laden supposedly attacking the United States, so forth and so on. And she used the filibuster rule so well. She would just start blabbing about anything. But you must understand, and, one of the commissioners, Ben Venice, would say, please answer the question, but you must understand what transpired before this. And, and each commissioner only had 5 minutes. And then he had to sit down. The next commissioner would get up. Well, I had an interview with, I forget who afterwards, I think it was Canadian Broadcasting. And I was so ticked off. I actually started cursing. I was so angry. I just can't believe this. It was an absolute joke. And then from that, I've done nothing but 9/11, truth, because all the peace marches I made, traveling around the world, it did nothing, absolutely nothing. So I get the opportunity to speak to people around the world. I'm constantly talking to people, and I stick to the story. And the story, of course, is about Bobby. I'm going to get upset. It never gets old. I practice this, but then I have to get up, emotional. And, I understand why, but, I walk into here and I think, oh, I'm fine, nothing. But this is what I wrote up for today. Okay, our son Bobby, and my eyes are getting bad. And if I'm shaking, I always shake, so it's not just because of today. Our son Bobby, age 28, perished on 9/11. We lost a dear son, and the world lost an incredible man who loved life and lived it to the fullest. He was an intense young man who, from the time he was a tiny preschooler to the day of his death, put 110% effort into every task. An outstanding scholar and athlete in high school, he chose to attend Princeton University, where he majored in literature and minored in African American studies. His senior thesis, Shadows in the Snow, won an award from the Center for African American Studies at Princeton. After graduation, the love of books sent him to the direction of publishing houses in New York. In the first year as a publicist with Henry Holt and Company, he managed to launch one of his authors to the top of the New York bestseller list. In July 2001, he decided to try his hand in the business world and was delighted to join Merrill Lynch approximately 2 weeks before 9/11 as an assistant vice president of media relations. He was also in the process of applying to Harvard and Penn graduate programs in business. He was truly on his way. But he would have turned into a writer because that was his true love. I'm sure he might have gone into business because to live in New York, he had to make money. And he couldn't buy writing books without getting them published. So, but he was, wrote religiously. After the collapse of the towers, my wife's son and I came up to New York in search of Bobby. On September 13th, we received notice from the morgue that Bobby had been one of the first located outside the towers. We felt fortunate that we were able to claim the body and bring him home to a proper burial in Pennsylvania. And that at that time, we came up on a Tuesday or Wednesday. There was just no bodies in New York, none whatsoever. And the fact that we found them that week was just mind-boggling. It was then that I began to try to reconstruct the circumstances of my son's death. In the weeks, months, and years that followed, I spoke with Bobby's Merrill Lynch colleagues and supervisors, New York City police and firemen, EMT workers, and of course the New York City coroner. From what I learned, Bobby had died instantly while approaching the lobby of the tower, or Tower 1, not just Tower 1. His body was taken to the morgue prior to the collapse of the building. To continue my quest, I attended the 9/11 Commission hearings, patiently listening to testimony while hoping to find answers, but instead heard an official story that made little sense based on what I knew about Bobby's death. I felt frustrated and the inability of the commission to discover anything new or enlightening to help me understand what happened that day. What really made sense to me was the body of evidence presented by architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Their scientific explanation of the destruction of the three buildings was in line with my research. A&E had no hidden agenda. They were scientists and structural engineers who cannot be persuaded by political gibberish. Instead of conjecture, they offer irrefutable concrete proof that the towers were brought down by controlled demolition. We need, as a family and as a nation, to learn the truth about 9/11, a truth that makes sense and stands up to the test of science and logic. Please, I urge you, speaking to anyone that wants to listen, specifically the press, to consider a new, more thorough investigation into the destruction of the towers and the loss of so many young men and women like Bobby McElvain. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Bob, I'm inspired by your devotion to your son and the other 9/11 victims and family members, and particularly your dedication, which is unyielding to the truth. I mean, it just inspires all of us. Thank you. Next, I'd like to introduce Peter Michael Ketchum, who worked at NIST from 1997 to 2011. In 2016, he read the NIST reports for the first time and immediately realized that they did not meet the high scientific standard that he had come to know during his 14-year tenure at NIST. Rather than staying quiet like the rest of them, he decided to follow his conscience and speak out. Peter, we're grateful to have you with us today.
So, good afternoon, and as Richard mentioned, my name is Peter Michael Ketchum. I was a member of the research staff at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, otherwise known as NIST, during the years 1997 to 2011. I initially joined the High Performance Systems and Services Division and later became a member of what was, at the time, the Mathematical and Computational Sciences Division of the Information Technology Laboratory. I believe that NIST is one of the crown jewels of the U.S. federal government and an organization of staggering brilliance. But with respect to the World Trade Center investigation, I think that something went very wrong. I was not involved in the NIST World Trade Center investigation. But in August 2016, I began to seriously examine the reports of that investigation, specifically NIST NC Star 1 and NC Star 1A. The more I examined, the more apparent it became that NIST had reached a predetermined conclusion that refused, avoided, and dismissed the evidence. Among the most egregious examples is the explanation for the collapse of World Trade Center 7 as a sequence of unlikely events, culminating in the almost symmetrical collapse of a steel frame building into its own footprint at freefall acceleration. National security concerns and public safety concerns do not stand in isolation, but rather participate in a balance with accountability. The NIST I knew was intellectually open, willing to consider competing explanations, and enthusiastic about presenting the details of its research to any interested party. If NIST truly believes in the veracity of its World Trade Center investigation, then it should openly share all evidence, data, models, computations, and other relevant information, unless specific and compelling reasons are otherwise provided. Passage of the Bobby McIlvain World Trade Center Investigation Act opens the door to a new investigation that is complete, thorough, detailed, exhaustive, independent, and unbiased. Why is a new World Trade Center investigation important? It is important because the wounds of 9/11 have remained unhealed for too long, and they are now rotting, festering, and infected. But those wounds are unlikely to heal amid lies, deception, and misinformation. That is why the truth is so important. Truth is the hot, soapy water with which we wash out the wounds of 9/11 so that true healing can begin. Truth is where our healing lies. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you getting it? Thank you, Peter. If it wasn't already obvious enough that NIST did not conduct the investigation that was mandated by Congress, we at AE 9/11 Truth have now funded a two-year, $300,000 finite element analysis computer modeling study of the collapse of World Trade Center 7 by researchers at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks in order to determine conclusively whether office fires could have brought the building down or not. Last week, the World Trade Center 7 study lead investigator, Professor Leroy Halsey, a practicing forensic and structural engineer of more than 50 years, announced in the progress report the study's main finding. What was that? Office fires did not bring down the World Trade Center Building 7. When the final report is published a few months from now, we'll take it to every member of Congress and urge them to enact the Bobby McIlvain Act. Given the failure of NIST to conduct the scientific investigation mandated by Congress, the burden is now upon Congress to launch a new investigation. At the conclusion of today's press conference here in Washington, D.C., we will hand deliver the Bobby McIlvain package to every member of Congress. Bob and I will be meeting with his congressman, and we also have appointments with several other congressional offices. I urge our supporters to visit our website, ae911truth.org, and use the information there to contact your own members of Congress. Reporters, we're available to answer questions and explain the evidence as needed in the coming days. We have an excellent set of publications and videos available for you as well. Now we'll take a few moments to answer any questions you may have at this time, and after our Q&A, if time allows, we'll review the explosive evidence.
And again, you were just listening to the kickoff of the Bobby McIlvain World Trade Center Investigation Act, designed to get us a new investigation into what happened at the World Trade Center on 9/11. I have a copy of the Bobby McIlvain Act in front of me, and what it does is it establishes a select committee, a congressional select committee, to investigate the destruction of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. It also says that the speaker shall appoint 12 members to the select committee, five of whom shall be appointed after consultation with the minority leader. And then the speaker shall designate one member to serve as chair of the select committee. And the select committee is authorized and directed to conduct a full and complete investigation and study and issue a final report of its findings to the House regarding the likely technical cause or causes of the destruction of the World Trade Center Twin Towers and Building 7, including a full inquiry into the possible use of explosives and/or incendiaries that may have been the actual cause of the destruction, and the circumstances surrounding the destruction of World Trade Center Twin Towers and Building 7 that would have allowed for their destruction by means of controlled demolition using explosives and/or incendiaries, and the validity or lack thereof of the findings and conclusions of the investigation conducted by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which, if you've been paying attention, you know their report was totally bogus. Then they spell out the procedures that have to be used by this committee. And this is where, you know, I was thinking, great, another investigation by our corrupt Congress. But this bill, with these procedures in place, it sounds like it would keep it honest, or at least, you know, somewhat honest. And here is what they request: that the chair of the select committee may authorize and issue subpoenas. And that's where the other two investigations didn't. The 9/11 Commission report never subpoenaed anybody, so people refused to come forward if they weren't required to because they were afraid of retribution, losing their jobs, etc. And also, they may order the taking of depositions under oath. So Bush and Cheney testified to the 9/11 Commission not under oath and not recorded, and the public never got to hear what they had to say about 9/11. This act also stipulates that members of the select committee are allowed to question a witness for periods longer than 5 minutes. And that was one of the downfalls of the 9/11 Commission. They only allowed each commissioner 5 minutes. And as you heard Bob McElveen say, people like Condoleezza Rice just talked and talked until the time was up and said nothing. And then the last part of it is really interesting. It says the select committee shall take testimony from no fewer than three experts in engineering or related fields who present evidence supporting the theory that explosives and/or incendiaries were used in the destruction of the World Trade Center Twin Towers and Building 7. So this part ensures that they can't avoid the question of controlled demolition and all the mountains of evidence supporting that, that the Congressional Joint Inquiry did or that the 9/11 Commission report did. Both of them just ignored the topic of controlled demolition. So where you come in this, and the part that you can play, is you can call your congressperson and ask them to sponsor or support the Bobby McElveen World Trade Center Investigation Act. And I'm going to spell McElveen for you. It's M-C-I-L-V-A-I-N-E. So M-C-I-L-V-A-I-N-E. So the Bobby McElveen World Trade Center Investigation Act. So please do so and call your congressperson and ask them to sponsor or support this act. And do your part for 9/11 truth. The whole world is depending on it. And if not you, then who? And I'm going to end the show today with a song by two local musicians, Carl Seeger Henry and Gary J. Fox Jr. And their song is Building 7. And I think they capture the sentiments of all in the 9/11 truth movement when they sing, "We won't move on." I think we all feel that we won't move on until we have the truth and the fraudulent official account of 9/11 is exposed to all for what it really is. And until the propaganda-filled 9/11 Museum in New York City is forced to close or to finally showcase the truth.
Building 7, the smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down, hit by two planes, panic all around. But Building 7 had barely a scratch, not hit by plane, yet it still collapsed, and office fires were blamed for that. Building 7, the smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. The first responders saw molten steel. They heard explosions, for they were real. And we all watched a scene surreal. Those buildings fell with roaring blast. A demolition, controlled and fast. Building 7, the smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. We want the truth. What's the real cause? So many questions, it gives one pause. The official story, so full of flaws. Our leaders command us to just move on. We're here to tell you, we won't move on. We're here to tell you, we won't move on. We're here to tell you, we won't move on. Building 7's the smoking gun. We see the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. 9/11, Building 7.